Alright, guys, I'm going to try to explain what happened to me tonight. I'm still a little shaken up about it, so I went to go march with the homeless march. It was for human rights. And I was dressed as a Guantanamo Bay inmate, which I thought was apropos, since what's more of a human right than not being thrown in a dungeon for an indefinite amount of time. So anyway, I went to join the march, and it was a lot of fun. They had a lot of speakers for a very long time. They spoke about human rights and the need for housing and education and healthcare, and it was very good. And then they started the march, and they were very clear at all times throughout the march. They repeated it over and over and over again. It's a peaceful march, and they made people raise their hand and promise that they were going to be peaceful, and everyone promised, and it seemed very good. I saw them intersect some of the... what do you call them, the people that were wearing the bandanas over their faces, just to make sure they knew, and they told the leaders of this march that they were going to be peaceful as well. It was very clear what we were doing. But then we went on the march. It was an extremely long march. I don't know how long it was, but much longer than the march on Monday. We went kind of all over into St. Paul and then back and up to this, St. Paul Capitol, and then down to the protest cage that they built for us outside the Xcel Energy Center, and that's where the protest ended. And all along the way, we were, shouting slogans like, I'm forgetting what the slogans were. If they say cut back, we say fight back, things like this. And there were some others, but my memory is... I'm losing it right now because of what happened afterwards. Well, we got to the Xcel Energy Center and into the free speech zone, the free speech cage, and they said a few words there, and then the leader of the group said that she and she alone was going to deliver a message to the RNC, what's it called, an arrest warrant. For the people in there who had been taking away the human rights of those of us, those people who were marching, and those they represented, who are who don't have the kind of means where they can demand their rights. So anyway, she said she was going to do that, and she again made very certain clear to everyone. Not to do anything crazy, not to be violent. She made us raise our hands again and promise that we were just going to stay right where we were and not do anything crazy. And everyone raised their hands and made the promise. And then she went to the gate, the free speech gate that separates us from the gears of democracy, if you will, in the RNC. And she just walked up to the fence that separated us, and she talked to one of the police officers there, and she told that police officer that she wanted to deliver a message, and she would like she's not violent, she doesn't want to cause any problems, and she doesn't want him to shoot her or do anything like tase her or anything like this, but she wanted to deliver her message to the delegates. And she was asking for his help in doing that. And she was trying to find out different ways from him to do that. You know, whether he would take it, whether he would escort her, whether he would go find somebody to come over and take the message. But, of course, the police officers on the other side of the gate refused to respond at all. So she settled on just placing her message underneath the gate and asking them to have someone come and get it. And she made sure, she said, is this okay? You're not going to do anything to me, right? If I put this under the gate, is that okay? She did it, and they didn't move a muscle, and then she left, and that was that. So far, so good. And at that point, supposedly, the march was over. People started to disperse. Some people remained in the free speech zone to, just kind of hang out there and be a presence in the free speech zone. And in fact, what most everyone did was they just sat down. I sat down with them, and we were just kind of chatting, and I actually got out my cell phone and made a couple calls, and a person next to me, I let him use my cell phone, and we were just kind of casual, just sitting there. We weren't even, standing up and protesting, really. We didn't have any signs. We weren't banging on the fence or anything. We were just sitting down, talking quietly, actually. And then all of a sudden, we saw police started to gather at one end of the free speech zone. And they opened the gates, and they came in, and they started marching towards us. And the people ahead of me, or rather closer to the police officers, were told, and they told me and called back to people saying that what the police officers were saying was that we were engaged in an unlawful gathering. I found that to be odd, because we were in a free speech zone that the city had specifically put up so that we could gather to protest the RNC. And in fact, that's what we were doing, quite nonviolently. So I was confused as to what they meant by us unlawfully gathering. So as the police came towards us, I asked the police officers as I was backing up, as they were asking us to do. I told them, yep, I'm moving, but I'm just curious, how could this be an illegal gathering, since this cage was set up specifically for protesting the RNC, and that's what we're here doing, and we've been peaceful, so I don't understand. And they refused to answer me other than to say, it's an illegal gathering, it's a legal gathering, and I kept questioning them. Well, what do you mean it's illegal? We are here in a protest cage that was built specifically for this purpose. And they would not answer me, but I, of course, kept moving. I didn't wish to get arrested. But while that was happening, one person did get pepper sprayed right next to me. I didn't see them do anything particularly aggressive. They were close to a police officer, but I wasn't watching at the moment before that happened, so I can't speak exactly to the details. But he immediately, of course, then was dealing with his eyes, and I have some pictures of that, actually. There were also some Code Pink, I think it was Code Pinkers, but some women there that had a bicycle that was, I believe, chained to something, and they were trying to get it free so they could move their bike, but the police were giving them trouble. But I think eventually they just left their bike. But anyway, they then pinned us between one set of cops at that end and another set of cops that were down near Mickey's, near St. Peter, if you know where that is on your map. But they had us pinned between the two groups of them, and they wouldn't let us go. And they were pointing their tear gas guns at us, and I raised my hands, just let them know I was safe. I was dressed as a Guantanamo inmate, which I'm sure didn't help my cause, in their eyes anyway. But then they did say that anybody who wanted to go and not get arrested could leave, and they showed a little area where we could go. And, of course, I very quickly obliged and left, not wishing to get arrested since I have to open the stage tomorrow for the free speech, the speeches that are going to be given by Deborah Sweet and many others. And so I walked out of the area. And I felt like I had made it out, and I was free, and they weren't going to arrest me. So at that point, I started to slowly kind of wander away, and then I got out my cell phone because I felt like some of my friends who might be worried about me, if they've heard about this going on in the news, I should know that I was okay. So I called one of my friends, and I was talking to him, when all of a sudden, bullets started ringing out. That freaked me out and everyone around me. And actually, I should say that the Green Party candidate for Senate, Michael Cavlin, had just moments ago passed me, and we had just commented on what the heck had just happened. We'd just been kicked out of the free speech zone. And he wandered away while I was getting on the phone. But anyway, then the bullets rang out. And again, it freaked me out, freaked out the people around me, and some people around me started running away, and I thought that maybe that was a good idea. The police were maybe trying to send a message to get the heck away. So I started to run, and just then, a rubber bullet hit me in the back. And I continued to run at that point, and in front of me, there were some more police in riot gear, and they ordered me on the ground, in no uncertain terms. And of course I dove to the ground. And meanwhile, I still had my phone on. And so luckily that meant that my friend, was listening in, but, I went to the ground and I At that point, I had already had my Guantanamo hood off because I didn't think that was a good idea to have on during this whole situation. So I got to the ground, and my hood and my cell phone I put beside me because they said not to move, so I just put them down and laid down and didn't move a muscle until they came over and told me I could. Luckily, they came over, and instead of arresting me, they said I could keep going. They asked me if I was okay. I said I didn't know, and even though I didn't know, apparently they weren't concerned about that anyway, but... because I really didn't know if it was a rubber, I didn't know it was a rubber bullet. It may have been a bullet for all I knew at that time, and I was afraid to check because I didn't want to move lest the police do something else. So I didn't know if I was in shock and maybe it was more than what how it felt or what. But again, I was not moving for the life of me until they told me I could. So finally, they said I could move, and they asked me if I was okay. I said I didn't know, and they just ignored that and let me go and didn't check on me or anything. And I asked if I could have my cell phone, and they said they didn't know if it was mine, even though I was the only one near my area when they told me to go down. And then, so I don't know what the hell they thought, but, and they wouldn't let me get my Guantanamo hood either, which isn't that big of a deal. I have many more of them, but, so they essentially stole my phone and my Guantanamo hood. And then I started to wander where they told me to go with my hands raised and essentially with a wall of police on either side. And reporters videotaping the whole thing. And when I got to where the reporters were, I asked for one of their cell phones so I could call a few people and let them know I was okay. I did that. And while I was on the phone again, or no, just after I got off the phone, and again, this is where all the people who have left the area were hanging out, the reporters and just all the people kind of there, where the police told us to go again. And again, I don't know what exactly they did. I don't know if it was tear gas, pepper spray, or bullets. But all I know is there was a ruckus, and all of a sudden people started running again. And so, of course, I ran again, not knowing what the heck the police were doing. But they were apparently attacking us in some way yet again. And at this point, I was already freaked out enough that I said, that's it. And I just kind of tried to find my way out of there, but it was very difficult because everywhere you went, you found more police, and people were saying, don't go this way. The police are rounding people up. So I finally found a way out of the area. But that's my story. I just left. I finally found a way out heading north on, I think it was St. Peter. I finally found a way out. Got to my car and I drove home. So that's it for now. I don't have a cell phone. My email mysteriously is not working anymore. As of sometime today, I have no idea what happened there. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. There's probably details I'm leaving out because my brain's a little rattled. But I hope any of you who have access to email and other things can get this message out. My name is Jodan Morey. I think you all know that, but co-founder of Impeach for Peace. Get the message out. Police brutality in downtown St. Paul. I should say that I do know that tear gas was used. I forgot to mention there were huge explosions. Oh, I should have mentioned this. Before I got out of the free speech zone on my way out, where the police were directing me in the direction of I think that would be east. And as I'm walking out of the free speech zone to the east, I hear explosions, huge explosions. I don't know if it was concussion grenades, but I do know I saw a lot of smoke, so I know there was tear gas. That's in the direction they were telling us to go. So, you know, that's when we were trapped between the two sets of cops. But so I do know they use tear gas. I'm assuming the huge explosions must have been percussion grenades. They used the pepper spray, they used the rubber bullet. So apparently they were looking for a chance to use their toys, and they it looks like they created the opportunity. So anyway, get the message out. If you can get this out into any news sources, press releases, anything, that'd be great. I'm sure there's more information about what went on tonight on the web, and so feel free to check that out. I'll be looking myself. Thank you very much, and I am okay. I'm just gonna get a good night's rest before tomorrow, and we'll see you out there again tomorrow.